The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Iconic. All right, one more shot. It's iconic. Well, we're realizing that people don't have an hour and they're wanting to watch our entire show, so we thought we'd break it up a little bit so you can watch it.
Snippets.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you see something that's 10, 11 minutes, you got time, you go sit in the bathroom or on the drive-in or whatever, you do that. So I saw a story. Do you know Tracy Cox is? Mm-mm. She is, she's a psychologist, a relationship psychologist.
Is she really?
Like, yeah.
Really? I'm gonna look her up. Go ahead.
I think that's what you'd say.
Let's see what she does. She might have. Go ahead. What does she say?
Anyway, she threw this question out for 2023 because we're all trying to do. I know, like, I keep hearing this Church of the Highlands, this 21 days.
Yes.
I never heard of it, and maybe it's because I know a bunch of people that now go to Church of the Highlands. I don't go, I'm Catholic. And they're doing this 21 days of fasting and prayer, because evidently in 21 days is how long it takes to change a habit.
No, that's not right.
You can change a habit a day.
Or look at that. She's written 17 books.
Yeah.
17 books?
Yeah, she gets after it, man.
Look at her. Good for her.
But, and she's pleasant on the eyes, too. Anyway, so everyone's, hopefully you haven't given up your New Year's resolutions yet. We're trying to pull back our drinking.
Let's see, where are we? So, you're about to give them up. Today's the 20th?
19th.
Yep, you're about to give them up.
Yeah.
But not because of 21 days. Actually, I take it back. Let me rephrase that. You're not about to give them up. They are about to start going. New Year's resolutions never stop. They don't stop on a dime, I'm sorry. They do this. So you're at day 19 and you're like,
to treat your habits.
Oh, this
or treat your vices.
Is this going to be an Instagram post?
Or it could be. Or treat your changes in your life. Yes. You know, one of those stuff, it's a lifestyle change because we want it right now.
That's right.
And there are outliers where it actually happens, where people quit something cold turkey and they do it for the rest of their lives. But you need to treat it like your 401k. Put a little bit at a time.
Yes.
A little bit at a time. Keep doing your thing.
Yes.
And then in 10 or 15 years, you look at your portfolio, you're like, holy crap.
Your job is to do the right action.
Yeah. And if
more days than not.
And if you're doing it right,
yes,
you don't see the change, but people around you do.
That's right. You wake up one day and you realize, this is who I am. This is what I do.
That is the educational spiritual growth.
It is. It's true.
So anyway, so she says there are characteristics that all attract people, that all attractive people share. And they're probably not what you're expecting. So she gave us 13 less obvious qualities that we're being asked to say yes to. And if you are any of these things, then you are someone that is very attractive to someone else.
She's a sex expert, too, by the way.
Sex expert.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
She's a Dr.
Misty. But I don't think she's a doctor. That's
something to know. Number one, you're average looking. Many studies support the theory that being average is more universally attractive than being off the scale good looking. You know, I've seen more and more of these, and I'm so sick and tired of seeing these Instagram models. My beauty has destroyed my life. You don't know how tough it is to look this beautiful. I'm like, stop. Then don't put makeup on. Don't look beautiful then. You don't know how difficult it is. Men find me unapproachable. Men won't even ask me out because they think I'm going to say no. I'm like, stop. I do not want to hear people talk about how rough it is to be good looking and skinny. I'm sorry. I don't fly in this world. It doesn't. Stop. Stop.
Well, what I don't like about it is,
because 90% of people out there aren't super attractive like you are, and you're telling me how
difficult.
Well,
but don't do it on a. I don't like. Don't do it on a social media platform. Yeah. Looking amazing. I think one of the most powerful commercials ever was, or the series, is when Dove had all the celebrities and models, beautiful women without makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just, it was fabulous. I mean, they got people slammed and whatever, but that the whole idea of this is what I really look like, and this is, it's not my made up thing. Anyway.
What do you think if you took Dolly Parton?
Oh.
No makeup. No. Isn't that kind of sad, though? Because we always talk about the inner beauty and you don't need to wear makeup to be beautiful.
Well, you don't. It's because, here's what would happen.
Well, you know what it is? We've never seen it without it.
That's exactly. I told you this about my girlfriend when I was in high school.
Yeah.
That was it. It's not, if you look at those Dove commercials or the Dove ads, this is what happens every time. You're so used to seeing them completely made up with, and it's not even just Dove. They do, you know, Adele, no makeup, you know, whatever. That when you look the first time, and if you're honest with yourself, you don't go, ugh, you go, whoa, it's like, oh, they don't look anything like what they do made up. But then you pause and you start looking at them and they look beautiful and normal and average and...
Every guy goes through this. He's dating a woman, he's courting her.
Yep.
Or she's courting him. You have the first sleepover and you wake up next to her the next day and she's wiped all of her makeup off. Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful moment when you look at her and go, wow, she is... killer, because then it's more than just the outside, it's the inside as well. If you wake up and you're like,
well, this is like, think about us as guys.
I know, look at us.
We shave.
We think we look the same in the morning as we did at 2 o'clock in the morning when we went to bed. Both sides you match, the more symmetrical your face and body, the more good looking you are considered, the more attention you get.
Yes, that's true.
Whatever. I can't find a woman that's got a nose like mine, so I'm screwed. You're kind and understanding, that goes without saying. Your voice is pleasant.
Oh, this is why you get all of this. This is how you got.
That's right, Josh. Yeah.
Yes, you did. Mine's irritating. It's all I wanted.
A bad voice, like bad breath, can make attractiveness plummet in an instant. Squeaky, strident, screechy voices, too loud, too quiet, mumbled, or monotone, none of these will do you any favors. Mm-hmm. Studies reveal that men prefer higher pitched voices in women, and women prefer lower pitched voices.
You're good to go, dude. Yeah, you're good to go.
You smell nice.
Well, yeah, because if you stink.
Yeah, this whole thing where
John Mayer.
You don't wear makeup, or you don't wear makeup, or you don't wear deodorant because it attracts the natural nuance.
Well, that's okay. I don't care if you don't wear deodorant.
If you're out,
if you don't stink, there's a difference between not wearing deodorant.
Yeah.
Dude, when you don't wear deodorant, it doesn't mean by definition you stink.
And I find that. Just a good shower.
Yes.
With a bar of Dove soap. I use Caress.
Yes.
If you can get out like a half an hour after you take a shower and you give someone a hug, you smell so good. It just smells like
you're
fresh.
Clean.
It's like
fresh
you're
clean.
You smile a lot.
Yeah.
Research proves our evaluation of attractiveness is strongly influenced by the intensity of a smile. Mm-hmm. You've got big eyes and a big mouth.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole... Have you seen? That's the whole... Lip injections, making the lips puffy. Angelina Jolie.
What's the commercial?
The puffy is the same way.
What's the condition where the
thyroid?
Yeah, the big eye thing.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about to me. I mean, not they're not talking about eyes that protrude. God, you're so bad.
You look like a cartoon character.
That's
those commercials, because I know people that
it's a terrible condition.
It really is.
It's painful.
Yes.
It's painful. And it's
bulging eye, right?
It's unsightly.
Most people prefer big to small eyes in adults. Researchers created computerized versions of the average female face before getting test groups to rate their attractiveness. The first set were awarded an average effectiveness rating. They came to find out that the bigger the eyes and the bigger the mouth, the more attractive you are.
But this is why, I mean, this is, think. You think about makeup. Think about eyeshadow.
Oh, yeah.
Think about eyeliner.
Yeah.
Think about lipstick.
The
right?
The raccoon look is a good look.
Well, yeah. Smoky eyes.
Yes. Your lips are plump and glossy. That's fine as long as they don't take up like half your face.
Well, they're just,
women have gone too far with that. You take care of yourself. You walk young. This is something I don't do very well.
Walk young? You mean like you're not like...
Swinging hips and good posture make a person appear more attractive.
Yeah.
I always tell women, man, you want to get a boob job? Straighten your back. Stand up straight and you're gonna gain a cup size. There ain't a woman watching right now. Don't agree with me.
Stand up
straight and you're going to go from a B to a C.
You need your own TikTok channel, just with little things like that.
You stick your bum out. The Kardashians are onto something here.
Well, they don't stick it
the
out.
The pruder and more rounded the female derriere, the stronger the sexual signal to men.
Yep.
It's kind of like a dog thing, isn't it?
Ooh, no. I have a bulbous ass. I have a bulbous ass. No one in my family has a bulbous ass. No one can figure out my My mom.
Has anyone told you you have a bulbous ass? Oh, or yeah, no. Self-proclaiming your bulbous ass.
No.
You have a nice ass.
No, I have a bulbous ass. I couldn't.
For a guy, you have a nice ass.
No, listen. I couldn't, as a kid, I had the hardest time buying pants because my ass was so big that I had to get pants to fit my ass. And then the waist was too big. Oh, no, it was a whole thing. And no one in my family, my mom, my dad, my brother, every one of them have flat asses. I have a bulbous ass.
Yes.
Jules has a nice behind, but it's not bulbous.
She doesn't wear tight pants.
No, she just has a very normal, but both my kids.
Do you mind if I notice next time I come to your house?
No, look, see if I stand up.
Turn around so people can see.
My butt sticks out.
No, you do.
But both my kids have a bulbous ass.
Do you do any exercise for that?
Well, I mean, no. I do squats, but that's not even make it this way.
You act like you're clenching a roll of quarters when you go to sleep?
I can bust an acorn with my ass, but yeah.
Can you really?
No. I always say that.
That would be, we should do that next Curry and Claypool show, let you bust an acorn.
I can't do that, but yeah.
Bottoms are so integral to sex appeal, zoologist Desmond Morris believes they're even more important than two matching bumps on our front.
Yes.
Females of all other primates send sexual signals via the odor and smell of their bottoms, which, since they walk on all fours, are in full view of potential males.
That is true.
So you're always right about dogs. Humans are evolved to walk upright. We tend to face people, which means our bottoms are on constant display. This is a detriment.
Oh, we just walk on all fours.
A Texas study found women with a pronounced curve in their spine, specifically a 45-degree back-to-bottom curve, are rated more attractive.
I have one. Mm-hmm.
Something we've been saying for a long time, you wear heels.
Hmm?
You wear heels. Heels lengthen legs, shorten bottoms. According to Harper's Index, the average increase in the protrusion of a woman's buttocks wearing heels is 25%.
That's why the Kardashians don't. See, the Kardashians, I love, you know, people hate on the Kardashians. I love the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Not all of the big, but the Kardashians, Kim. Well, it's not just Kim. I was thinking, like, there's a lot. Well, Lizzo's a different story, but J-Lo, that's what I was thinking. Yep. J-Lo was one of the first to say, I'm full-figured, including a large behind.
Yeah. And then finally, 13, we fancy people who look or act like other people we have loved or love.
Well, that's a lot
of people are like, you need to act more like your father or your mother. From the moment we're born, our brain continuously feeds us physical data about people close to us.
And that's a whole, God, I could go into hours.
So she's saying you remind them of someone they love.
Yeah, so that's what you get.
As long as you don't look too much like a role
model. Not look, but it's not just look, it's look and mannerisms.
Yeah.
And that's the love-hate relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you're drawn towards them for the positive characteristics of your parents.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, it's what you hate about your mate because they remind you of your parents in a negative way.
Yeah.
So you're stuck.
Hey, we're going to be on Fox 6 in 10 minutes. We got to go.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bye.
Have yourself a wonderful day. Curry and Claypool. You can hear our podcast on Tony Curry Radio on the TKR app. Get the TKR app. It's free. You'll be doing me a huge favor. Join the tens of thousands of people who've already downloaded the app. TKR, it's classic rock. To the bone, 24 hours a day, and again, it's free, and it plays even when you turn it off. It just keeps playing. It's fantastic. And also, check out our Tony Curry Radio Podcast Network. Just wherever you get your podcast, look up Tony Curry Radio or TKR, and you can listen to thousands of our shows that we do here on Tony Curry Radio, including the Curry and Claypool Show. We'll be on Fox 6 in about 7 or 8 minutes, along with Lyndon, Mike, and Janice.
All of them, the whole game.
We're talking bachelor parties this morning.
Oh, yes.
Getting out there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what Tony the Bone's going to say.
Oh, jeez. I can't. You make me so nervous.
Bachelor parties are like tornado
watches. No, stop.
Get ourselves all set up.
Tune in to Fox.
All right, we'll be on Fox in a few minutes.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.